Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
To the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where together we're here working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an educational and mentoring program for real estate investors. We take people who have never owned a piece of real estate before. We take people who have already have 5,000 apartment units. They join. And their main goal is to take it to the next level. That's probably why they join Total Wealth Academy. But they also share another common goal, which is to produce a second stream of income that meets all of their wants and needs. And the key to that little statement is wants and needs. The needs are your bills. For a long time, I was so anti-corporate America, anti-job, because I'd been burned a couple times in corporate America, that I was of the mind that as soon as your passive income met and exceeded your bills, you should quit your job. You know, you're retired. You no longer have to work. That's true. But where's the money for romance, for travel, for fun? It's not there. And there's no money to continue investing with. If your bills are $5,000, you get $5,000 a month passive income, you quit your job, you're stuck. So over the last 4 years, I've been teaching that you really want to probably double whatever you're earning now before you quit your job, if that ends up being your goal. A phenomenon is people I consult are not quitting their jobs. Even when they have enough passive income to do that, they're generally not quitting their jobs. They may change careers to something that makes them more happy, but they continue to work. That's a whole different discussion, but I figured I'd lay that out there. So let's say that you make 10 grand a month. After taxes, you bring home $8,000. You should shoot for $16,000 a month in passive income before you really go ahead and quit your job. That way, all the bills are paid and you've got $8,000 or maybe even more $1,000 for travel, romance, buying more income producing assets and continuing to grow your wealth. So, yeah, I think that's all I need to say on that point. Let me get to an email question that came from a good friend of the show named Steve. He's also a member of Total Wealth Academy. He's also a good friend of mine. He asked the question, when working with passive investing, do you prefer to pick one or two incredible syndicators and put all your money with one or two? Or, as he put it, do you like to spread the fun around? Well, let me tell you that in 30 years of watching people and studying people who do passively invest successfully, I've seen both strategies work. I don't have any evidence that one is better than the other. It's kind of like you pick one, heads you win, tails you win. Heads you win, tails you win. It works either way. For me, I'm an A-type personality. I like adventure. I like to try new things. So for me, I like to spread the fun around. A little money in self-storage, a lot of money in apartments, a little money in RV parks. And when you look at my basket, the eggs that I've got in the basket, yeah, they're all real estate, but they're different types of real estate. I hope to get into a hotel this year. I hope to get into an RV park. I hope to get into self-storage. So to answer the question again, both strategies work. I've never seen one work better than the other. In fact, let's do a quick case study. Luis. Luis is an investor with one of our syndicators named Martinez. And Luis was fired, I believe, from Exxon or something like that after like 23 years and had about $130,000 left after the crash of 2008. And he gave Martinez $100,000. 10 years later, Luis and Robert turned that $100,000 into $1.7 million. And guess where every dime of the $1.7 million was invested? With Martinez. See, he chose one guy and just killed it. I think he's got somewhere between $80,000 and $120,000 a year income. Plus, he turned $100,000 into $1.7 million. And if you really need to think about this, it took him 23 years to save up $130,000. It took him 10 years to turn that into $1.7 million. You see the difference? Passive investing is phenomenal. And I bet you money that Luis has never seen most of the apartment complexes that he's invested in. Never even seen them, let alone have a key to the front door or manage them or do anything. It's strictly a passive investment. Now, I don't know if he used an IRA or 401k to do it, but I think it was a retirement plan. So I think it was an IRA or 401, but I'm not 100% sure. Which brings me to the point, make sure that you understand and know about self-directing your IRA or 401k. If it's with the company you're at, where you work now, you can't do that without a quadro. But let's say you've got a 401 from a previous company that you worked for. You don't have to leave that in mutual funds. You can sell those mutual funds and invest it passively in self-storage, in apartment complexes, where we get pretty much three times the rate of return that the stock market gets. So, and there's no tax or penalty. Now, there's a caveat. Once it's in the deal, the IRA is subject to UBIT tax, unrelated business income tax. It's not a massive amount, but you need to be aware that the 401 is not subject to the UBIT tax. So the 401 is a better vehicle in that respect. They're both great vehicles to invest passively with, but the 401 has a slight edge because it doesn't get hit with the UBIT tax. We'll talk a little bit more about this after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about two relatively distinct strategies for passive investing. And I think, though, if I looked at the majority of my students, they're in 5-6 different syndicators. So the vast majority follow the spread the fun around concept, 100,000 here, 100,000 there, 100,000 there, 50,000 there, 50,000 there, as opposed to putting 500 grand in one deal. But I don't want to give the impression that just because that's what the majority of people are doing, that that's the most effective. Because that, like the Luis example, he was with one. And every time he got money, he put more money. You know, when they refinanced and he got a check for 50 grand, he gave it right back to Robert Martinez, and Robert reinvested it in the next apartment complex. So Luis stuck with one syndicator and is killing it. But I've seen people, don't have a name for this guy, but one guy told me he was in 35 different syndications. So I'm going to assume that's at least 8 or 10 different syndicators. So both strategies work. I just like having a little bit of money in 15 deals, 20 deals, as opposed to a lot of money in one or two. But again, they both seem to work about the same. All right, I'm going to go ahead and open the phone lines because we're going to do a discussion based off of something I shared a couple of weeks ago that I got some negative feedback on, where I was actually called kooky in one email. But don't worry about it. It was funny. And we emailed back and forth a couple times. But it's the discussion of trying to distinguish between your brain and your mind. So after I got the kooky comment, if you heard that show, I made the comment that this is the first time that I'd ever openly talked about it. You know, it was one of those thoughts that was in the back of my head. I knew I was using it, but I didn't know how to express it. Well, maybe 2 months ago, Lucas, my video guy, adds a video. We have a little video presentation that's just motivational videos right before any of our events, so the people sitting in the audience that got there early have something to watch. Well, he added this one from Mel Robbins. Mel Robbins calls it the 5-second rule. And she's talking about the fact that from the time you make a decision to change your life till your brain starts talking you out of it is less than 5 seconds. And it dawned on me when I saw her speak that she has put it verbally what I was thinking. She had put it out there what I was thinking. And it's the concept that the first thing you have to do is be willing to separate your mind from your brain. And the way that I distinguish the two is that my caveman brain is born. The day I'm born, I know certain things. I know how to move my muscles. I know how to beat my heart. I know how to hear. I know how to taste. I know that a breast means food. I know that I need to learn how to walk. I know that certain things are dangerous. The day I'm born, the instant I'm born, and sometimes that's called instinct, and I think that's the right term to use because I'm going to use that during the show. It may not be the exact right word, but that's the word I'm going to use. You have all these instincts that are naturally in your brain the moment you're born. And that's your caveman brain. Everything that you learn after you're born, I call that your mind. And the problem for people is they're letting their caveman brain control their lives. They're just going off of gut instinct. And that brain, when you make a decision to change your life, to do something important, oh, we better address risk real quick. Everything in life of value requires risk. Everything. Asking that beautiful girl out, going to the grocery store, traveling to Europe, everything. Starting your own business, doing your first passive investment, buying your first rental home. Everything is risky. Everything. The day it got risky was the day you were born. Think about this point. You're not going to get out alive. You're not going to get out alive. It's risky. Then you learn that your brain is risk adverse. You also have to understand, this is caveman brain again, that your caveman brain is, it avoids effort. It hates effort. It hates the consumption of energy because it needs that energy to survive in an emergency. So everything your brain, caveman brain, does is to minimize effort and to minimize risk. But then you learn with your mind that everything of value requires risk. Do you see why your brain and your mind don't always get along? One's saying, no risk, no risk, no risk, no risk, no risk, no risk. The other one's going, everything of value is risk. Risk is everywhere. I need to embrace risk if I'm ever going to get out of life what I want. See the conflict? And what Mel Robbins talks about is that you have 5 seconds. Let's give an example. A lot of you will be able to relate to this. You hear me speak on the radio, and something I say sounds encouraging or exciting, and you go, man, I'm going to go watch this Steve Davis's free sample class. I'm going to go log on the internet and go to his office and watch that 2-hour class. What happens within 5 seconds? What happens? Excuses start to come up. Fears start to come up. Reasons not to do it. What if? What if it's a waste of time? What if I go there, find some great ideas, but I'm not qualified? What if, well, it's cold outside. I don't want to catch cold. Excuses pop up, don't they? Many of you listening to me right now have said, I want to go to that free sample class, but your brain talked you out of it. That happens to you every day, all day long. You may say, man, I hate this job. I hate my coworkers. I hate my boss. I am just miserable. I need to go look for another job. You get off work and you say, I'm going to go to another job. What happens within 5 seconds? There's no jobs out there. You'll never get as much pay. It could be just as bad as this job. All the excuses come from your brain trying to keep you from making effort and keep you from taking risk. So what Mel Robbins says is you've got to make your decision and take an action step within 5 seconds. Otherwise, your caveman brain is going to talk you out of it. And the name of her book, by the way, is The 5-Second Rule. I know it sounds silly, but, and she even admits it sounds silly. When you listen to her book or read her book, she's going to admit, I know it sounds silly. But she read, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere around 100 different books on the subject and found that there are multiple theories out there about this. And almost all of them are the same. So when you have 10 different people from 10 different nations or 10 different states or whatever, all coming to the same conclusion, you might want to pay attention. And the conclusion that they came to is just what I've been describing, that your caveman brain is going to talk you out of taking action. It doesn't want to expend the effort because it's effort minimizing, and it doesn't want to take the risk because it's risk minimizing. So you've got to control your mind. You've got to use your mind to control your brain, to overpower it. You know, the Wolf of Wall Street said it very clearly. The only thing standing between you and your dreams are the BS excuses that you give for why you can't achieve them. And guess where that BS is coming from? You got it, caveman brain. We'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV. Thanks for listening. If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you. And for this example, I don't know if this is 100% right, but I'm telling you that it works for me and works for thousands upon thousands of other people. If you'll differentiate that your brain is what you knew the instant you were born and your mind is everything you've learned since, and that you want your mind to control that caveman brain. Now, there are times when you want your caveman brain in control. Someone pulls a gun on you, or a lion escapes the zoo and ends up in your backyard. You definitely want to, you know, let your caveman brain get you away from that danger. But in 99% of the cases that we 99% of the experiences that we have, you want your mind in control. Your thoughts, your beliefs, your desires, your goals, because they're all in your mind. That's stuff you came up with after you were born. You weren't born and said, yeah, I want to own 5,000 apartment units. You weren't born and said, I want $20,000 a month in passive income. That's something that you learned. So here's an example of why making decisions quickly and taking action immediately is so important. Did you know that high income earners make decisions quickly and seldom change them? They commit. They make decisions quickly. Seldom change them. Low income earners, guess what? They make decisions slowly and change them often. They can't commit. Plus, I will suggest that because they made decisions slowly, they made the wrong decision because they let their brain, their caveman brain, help in the decision-making process instead of using all the knowledge that they've accumulated after being born. An example of this is Grant Cardone. If you're not familiar with this guy, phenomenal. If you're in sales and you haven't read his works, I highly recommend them. I would say it's probably a little bit ridiculous if you haven't read at least one of his sales books. Phenomenal guy, real estate investor as well. Do you know it only took him 2 weeks to buy his jet, while the average person takes over a year? 2 weeks. He made the decision, took action, and as a result has been making more money because of the control that he has of that jet. The wealthy make decisions quickly. So with this war going on in your head between your mind and your brain, what you've got to understand is that your mind can easily control your brain, but it's not easy for everyone. They're so conditioned to just respond out of the past. Well, that's the way my mom did it. That's the way my father did it. I'm going to do it this way. Even though it didn't work for your mom and your dad, but that's the way they did it, you continue doing it. It's repetitive. You've got to take control of that. So the reason I say I've been using this for years, I didn't know the 5-second rule. I never even heard of it until a month ago. But I've been using it for 30 years, not knowing what it was called. But when I make a decision, my ego gets attached to that decision. Everything about me gets attached to that decision. And I do everything possible to make sure that I achieve the result that I wanted from making that decision. I may have to modify my behaviors a bit. I might modify the decision, but the end goal, I never change. It's just I don't give up. When I look at successful people, they're like pit bulls. When they sink their teeth into something, they don't let go. They don't give up. It's like I had multiple friends who were restaurant entrepreneurs. Many of them went out of business the minute COVID hit, within a month. Others, they're still in business. They're now thriving because they have a bigger delivery business than they ever had before. And I know that's a simple example, but it is an example of the tenacity of people who make a decision and commit to it and use their mind to stay committed. Because, I mean, I can give you an example from, I want to say, Monday night. I'm laying in bed, and I'm staring at the ceiling, can't sleep. Not even sure why, except that this was running through my head. Are you good enough? Have you read enough books? Do you really know what you're talking about? Are you able to achieve what you're thinking about doing? Self-doubt. And it was massive to where my body was in pain. And I was like, not a sharp pain. It's hard to explain, but it's just, you don't feel right. You feel almost sick. And I was like, holy Toledo. And then I used my mind to block it out. I said, read more. Listen to more books. Study more. Take more courses. You can. Then I started focusing on past successes so that I knew that I could do this as well. And it all went away. But if I had let my caveman brain continue, if I hadn't shut it down, I'd have been a miserable ball of, what does everybody call it? Anxiety. It's like, oh, I've got anxiety. That's called mishandling stress, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I could have let my brain take me to anxiety. But because I've studied, and again, I didn't know the name of it, the 5-second rule, those hit me, and I recognized they hit me for about a half hour. And then it dawned on me what was going on. Within 5 seconds, it was gone. 5 seconds, it was gone. Because I slammed my brain with the knowledge that my mind has and shut it down. It's an incredible tool. And it's like a muscle. Tony Robbins talks about this in Unlimited Power. I believe Stephen Covey refers to it as well. It's like a muscle, whether it's learning how to keep promises, learning this skill I'm talking about today, anything. It's like a muscle. The first few times you do it, you're weak. It's really tough. And then after 3 or 4 months, it becomes second nature. You don't even have to try to do it anymore. The way Mel Robbins uses it, and I think this is pure genius, she thinks it's dumb as a rock, and pokes fun at her idea. David on hold, I'll get to you in just a second. Please don't hang up. She counts backwards. She'll go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and take action. It's like a rocket launching. If she makes a decision, say, I'm going to go to the free workshop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I got to open the website and make my reservation. She acts within 5 seconds. Okay, let's go to California and talk to David. David, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Well, not too bad, Steve. Yeah, I heard you talking about the sort of the theory of money during the epidemic, and it spurred me to call. I'm calling you from out in the Bay Area, where we had the West Coast Wall Street in San Francisco. And yeah, those penthouse boys can come up with a bunch of bad ideas and force the world to dance to some strange idea. And so San Francisco's got a long history of telling big money to shove it, especially in a disaster. Yeah, you know, we've had the beatniks and the hippies and all kind of different people, poets and philosophers. You know, if money is going to tell you that you don't have the right to live, then you can pretty well ignore money. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if you've ever heard Moses' old law of Jubilee, but as far as Moses was concerned, money was not created by God. Money was created by man. And when you have a natural disaster like a plague, COVID would come down as a plague, you're supposed to ignore the money and deal with the disaster. And if it takes 2 weeks or if it takes 2 years, you better keep your eye on the ball of the disaster and not worry about the money. And so it seems like that's a big part of where we are right now. We've got a bunch of people pretending to be fiscal conservatives, but they're causing the deaths of millions of people, or hundreds of thousands at this point.
Wow. David, I appreciate the comment, but we got to go to break. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, this is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
You're driving down the road and suddenly your check engine light comes on. Your mind immediately begins to race. Is this serious? What does this mean? Am I about to break down? Who can I trust to repair this properly without being taken advantage of? Hi, this is Rona from Skeeter's Auto Service, home of the Texas Car Doctor Radio Show, where old-fashioned, unparalleled customer service meets the latest in technology. We're not going to overcharge you or sell you what you don't need. We're not going to keep your car for days on end, and we will always try to give you options that fit your budget. My dad always taught us, do the right thing for the right reasons, work hard, and success will always follow. We pride ourselves in doing just that each and every day at Skeeter's Auto Service. Check us out at skeetersauto.com, like us on Facebook, or give us a call at 281-469-1152.
Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, and I want to introduce you to my friends at Catalyst Funding. They are a mortgage company built by real estate investors for real estate investors and have helped dozens of my members.
Hi, I'm Wade Como, the CEO of Catalyst Funding. We offer the widest variety of products, including hard money to purchase and repair distressed real estate, and products for cash flowing property. We have a 5-star rating across all platforms. Visit us today at catalystfdg.com/totalwealth. That's catalystfdg.com/totalwealth.
Texas.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. By the way, the phone lines are open. If you've got some questions about this, or I'd really like somebody who is a quick decision maker that understands why it's important to maybe give a referral where you can encourage the other listeners that, you know, there is some truth to this. Call me at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. See, one of the big mistakes that the poor and middle class have, it's, I gotta sleep on it. Oh my God. So you're going to give your brain 12 or 24 hours to talk you out of it? Yeah. That's why when you're in sales and a person doesn't sign up that day, there's a little phrase. B-backs don't bring green back. B-backs, in other words, people say, oh, I'm going to go sleep on it. I'll be back. They ain't coming back. Because they're just going home to talk themselves out of it, to let their caveman brain control their life and keep them from making decisions that can improve their life. Because there's risk involved. There's effort involved. And the caveman brain hates both of those. So what happens when Mel Robbins uses that counting backwards, what it does is it interrupts the brain's pattern. Counting backwards stimulates the front cortex. I think it's called frontal cortex in your brain, and shuts that stupidity down. So you go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, action. I know, sounds overly simple. She admits it too. But when you read this book, you're going to see that she has literally thousands of case studies of her students that use this technique on a regular basis and love it. It's really a cool book. And it's a quick read, too. I will admit it's a little redundant because she uses so many case studies. But read it. Listen to it. And then use the technique. It is effective. And again, it's based off the fact that Highly successful people make decisions quickly and they act quickly. So there's that statistic. And then she's moving in 5 seconds or less. You see how those two are about the same? They work together. And it's phenomenal. It's life changing for the better. So, in a nutshell, the first thing is you've got to admit your brain is different from your mind. For this example, your brain is born knowing certain things. That's your caveman brain. Your mind is what you learn after you're born. Everything you learn after you're born goes in your mind. Your mind wants to thrive. Your brain only wants to survive. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, guess what? You're letting your brain control your life instead of you and your mind. Because you're just surviving. You're just getting by. You've got to decide what you want, write it down, which gets the left side of your brain involved. I don't want this to get too complex. Well, I started it. See, when you set a goal and you only have it in your mind, the right side of your brain is where it sits, the creative side. And the logical side doesn't really get behind it and support it. When you write your goals down, the left side or logical side of your brain gets involved. And there's all kinds of statistics out there. The lowest one, I'm going with the low. You are 48% more likely to achieve a goal that you have written down. Some of the statistics are 70%+ more likely to achieve a goal. So first, get your goals written down. Well, second, first is admit that your brain is different from your mind and that they really don't get along. One wants to survive, one wants to thrive. Two, get your goals written down. And three, make decisions quickly and act on them immediately, even if it's a small action step. You know, some of you say, look, I'm 50 pounds overweight. I'm morbidly obese. I'm dying of obesity. I want to go to the gym. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get on the internet and sign up for a gym. There's an action step. Or sales pitch for Total Wealth Academy. How many of you have been telling yourself you want to come to our free sample class? You keep saying you're going to come, but then your brain talks you out of it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com and register for the free sample class. Check it out. What do you think's going to happen if you do it? What's so horrible that could possibly happen? Afraid you're going to be sold something? Leave your checkbook at home. Get to the class. Learn something new. Do what you promised yourself you would do. And then I really believe this, that if you're going to incorporate this in the shortest period of time, read Mel Robbins' 5-second rule or listen to it. She's entertaining, don't get me wrong. It's just when I said I got tired of the case studies, it was because I already believed her. When I looked at my own life, after about chapter 2, I went, holy Toledo, she's telling the truth because I've seen it work in my life. But if you haven't seen it work in your life, you want to hear as many case studies of successful people who are successfully using it as possible. So either get the book or listen to it. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're also welcome to email me. It is Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com. Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com. And remember, if you're at work and you'd get in trouble calling in or emailing right now, just grab a post-it note, slip it in your purse, slip it in your pocket, and email me tonight. Tonight or tomorrow morning or whenever. If you've got a fear, you got something holding you back, some excuse that you need help with, you email it to me and I'll share with you what I teach my students. There's no fear, no insecurity that you have about investing in real estate that I don't have too. It's just I figured out how to do it anyway, and I'll share with you those techniques. Email me, steve@totalwealthacademy.com, and these come directly to me. They do not go to a robot. They do not go to my assistant. They come directly to me, and you will get a response from me. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-5738. Let's go to an email here. Do you increase the rent if someone else moves in? Oh, this is a college town. Absolutely. Yeah, in a situation where you're renting rooms and you've got four rooms rented out, you've got a fifth, you pull. Yeah, absolutely. The best way to do it is to lease it per room. It looks like you leased to these four college kids on one lease. So raising the rent's going to raise their eyebrows. Whereas if you had leased each college kid separately, in other words, if the rent was $2,000, lease it to each kid at $500 a month, then when you add the fifth person, it's automatically another $500 per month. You've got them paying the utilities, perfect. You're furnishing it, okay, that's okay. I'd get out of that if you can. But absolutely, you definitely want to raise the rent. You're in a college town. If you were not in a college town, this was just a standard subdivision, regular family, I would not raise the rent. I'll have to email you on this, Reagan. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.